Okay, today we're starting Masechet Kinim, which won't take us very long to finish. It's because we've learned almost all of Kodshim in the Gemara, and there's not Gemara on all of Masechet Kodshim, so we're finishing up by learning the Mishnayot, why they did it here and not in, for example, we didn't learn all the Masechtot HaKtanot that were in Nezikin, I don't know why, but this is the way it is. If someone wants to research it and come up with an answer, I'd never chance. Okay, I'll give a little background. What are Kinim? Oh, and the other thing, by the way, if you look in a book of Mishnah, okay, Kinim is the last Masechet. We've seen this before with sometimes orders of Prakim are switched, sometimes orders of Masechtot are switched, so Kinim happens to be the last, and Tamid and Midot come first. In our Gemara, it's going to be Kinim, Tamid, Midot. Tamid's going to have a little bit of Gemara. Some of the Prakim have Gemara, some of them don't. Midot is all Mishnah, and Kinim is all Mishnah. A kinim is a pair of birds, a nest of birds. And today's daf, it's actually the dapim go according to me'ila. It's, in other words, sometimes in some of the places they reference the me'ila. It's basically the continuation of the pagination of me'ila. So it's a little strange, but we'll call it kinim daf kafbet, even though you can see on some of the lists, they call it me'ila, and they continue counting as if it's me'ila. We'll call it kinim kafbet. So I want to give a little background, okay? There's two ways you can give birds. There's many ways to give birds, but let's put it into two basic categories, chova and nedava, voluntary or obligatory. So chova, your obligations, here are the people that have to bring. If you remember, some of the cases they bring, that's the ideal korban. Some of them, it's only if you can't afford the animal korban. Okay, so by a zav and a zava, they're supposed to bring a pair of birds. They're the ones that are basically, and a nazir shenitma, a nazir that becomes impure. In order to redo his nezirut, he has to finish a process of korbanot, and that's after getting out of tumat meit, then he does a process of korbanot. Of those korbanot, he brings all the chovot, by the way, are a pair of birds, one for chatat, one for ola. They're all that way. Every pair of birds, it can either be torim or b'nei yonah. Okay, what do we always say that the torim are?
One is pigeons and one is turtle doves.
Turtle doves. The torim. The torim. Right, so there's different ages, each
yonim
one.
Pigeons, right?
The yonim are the pigeons, and the torim are the turtle doves. So, what are the other cases? So, again, zav and zavan, nazir shenitma, all have to bring a pair of birds. A yoledet, who doesn't have enough money, if she's rich, she brings a keves and for olah and a bird for a chatat. By the way, you can always choose if you want to do the pigeons or the turtle doves. You can't do one and one, though. You have to do both. The only case where we see a single bird coming is for the yoledet, where she brings a keves for ola and a single bird for a chatat. Otherwise, they always come in pairs, and that's why this mesechet is all about pairs. The mitzora, who can't afford it also, if he can't afford the animal korban, and the korban olevi yored, the middle option was birds, right? The bottom option, if you're really poor, is a mincha. Okay. So, notice, by the way, there's a certain amount of women included here, the yoledet and a zava, okay, versus the zav, the mitzora, ani, the nazir shenitma, and a regular korban levi yoreh, which some of them are only men, some of them could be men and women. But what's interesting is the mesechet's going to talk all in feminine. It's like the major feminine mishnah, okay, female focused mishnah. It's all about women that are bringing birds. What's the reason? Because it's not just that a bunch of these are women, but the most common was the yoledet, right? And that was very common. And even a zava theoretically could have been common because sometimes there was, you know, some women when they got their periods were considered nida, some zava. We're going to get into all that when we get to the
nida.
Nida
is actually going to be fairly feminine.
Right. Nida, I guess, also is more focused. Right. It's true. But right. But that's because there's no choice. This, actually, you could have theoretically talked about a man. And, you know, the assumption was, I think, most of the korbanot were brought by women. Okay, then there's what's called a nedava, a voluntary. That could be two olot, basically. You know, if you bring voluntary, there's no chatat that you bring voluntarily, and therefore you bring a pair of birds, and they both go korban ola, like your classic nedava. Okay, two differences about an ola and a chatat. The ola is burnt entirely, just like a regular ola. The chatat, only the blood goes on the mizbeach, and the rest gets eaten by the kohen. Okay, as opposed to our usual chatat with an animal, parts of it get burnt, the imurim and all that. Chelev, there is no such thing as a bird, so it's just the blood. The other thing, if you remember, the ola is the top part of the mizbeach, and the chatat is the bottom part of the mizbeach. And I'm going to show you today the psukim. Okay, the ola we know is on the top because it says you put it al karnot ha-mizbeach. Well, the karnot are at the top. The chatat is at the bottom because it says v'hizam idam chatat al kir hamizbeach. Okay, so that doesn't necessarily indicate top or bottom. If you remember, what do I mean by top and bottom? There was the chut hasikra in the middle, that red line. That was at the half point of the height of the mizbeach. So with the olah, you would stand at the top and put it on the karnot. With the chatat, you would stand on the floor and put it on the wall above. And how do we know that? Because it says you should sprinkle from dam chatat el hakir hamizbeach. V'hanishar, so you should sprinkle onto the wall, and whatever's left, badam yimatze el yisod mizbeach. You should smear it, remember, squeeze it out, and it'll go into the yisod. The yisod was the bottom ama, where usually the shirayim, the extra stuff, gets poured in the animal sacrifice. So if it's going to drip down into the yisod, well, it must have to be at the bottom part of the mizbeach and not the top part. And if you put them in the wrong place, disqualifies the korban. Now, there's the ola at the bottom. Is disqualified, and the chatat that you did at the top is disqualified. So we're going to talk about today, and both this stuff and the next stuff are all about a lot about mixtures. Things get mixed up, and you're not sure which one it is. Which, by the way, you might say, oh, tarovo, you know, how often do things get mixed up? When it comes to birds, because they fly, it's quite likely that the birds got mixed up. Okay, another issue to mention is generally we do the chatat first, and that's because in most of the references it says achal chatat ve'achal ola. In one of the references we saw this a few weeks ago, it said the ola first, and that was to teach you it's not ma'akev, but right, if you did it the wrong way, it's okay, but ideally you should do the chatat first. Now, when you bring, the women would bring, or whoever would bring, I'm going to say women because that's really what they're talking about here, they would bring a pair of birds to the Kohen. Now, theoretically also, by the way, they could have been bringing a bunch of pairs of birds. They might have needed to do multiple, you know, it could be the Yoleda hasn't gotten to the Beit HaMikdash and she has a bunch of birds, or we've talked about miscarriages, right? Maybe a woman had a bunch of miscarriages and would have to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. So, at what point does it become determined which is the Ola and which is the Chatat? So if you remember, we talked about this the other day. There's two options, because by the Yoledet, for example, it says, V'lachashne torim, echad Ola v'echad l'chatat. She takes, which means she buys, she purchases. So either when the Baalim purchase, they could designate already which is which. Or it says by the Zav and also the Zava, it says, V'asa otama kohen, echad chatat v'echad Ola. So, or when the Kohen determines. So, and oftentimes it seems the Kohen was the one to determine which it was, because women didn't necessarily care. And also, you're going to see today that they'd be much better off if they didn't determine, because it could create all sorts of problems if the birds get mixed up. Once it's determined,
it seems to me picking at the last minute
would be a much smarter plan. And we're certainly going to say that by the end of the next two dapim. Okay. And the other thing to remember is that ofot don't have pidyon. You cannot redeem birds. So if something goes wrong, you have to leave them to die because there's no redemption. Okay? Normally in an animal, something would go wrong and get confused. Well, you leave it till it grazes, right? Until it gets the moon, you redeem it. No such thing by birds. So we can't do that. Okay, with that, we'll start. Chatat ha'ok na'aset lamata ve'chatat behema lamala. Now we're going to compare actually the chatat of a bird to the chatat of an animal. So the chatat of the oaf is done at the bottom of the mizbeach, and the chatat behema, everything there is done at the top of the mizbeach. Olat ha'oaf na'aset lemalan. So when it comes to the ola, the bird is done at the top. V'olat behema lematan. And the ola of a behema is done at the bottom. And there it mentions the yisod, and therefore they learn that that's done at the bottom, the sprinkling of the blood. V'im shina bezeu bezeh pasul. And if you do the wrong one, and the olat ha'oaf and the chatat ha'oaf, right, you've just disqualify the korban. Seder kinim kahu. This is the order. Hachova echad chatat ve'echad ola. Right? If it's obligatory, then one is a chatat, and one is a sin offering, and one is a burnt offering. Benidarim, right? This is a lot of review of what I already gave in the intro. Benidarim u'benidavot kulan olot. But when it comes to neder and nidava, those are two ways of bringing voluntary offerings. We'll see in a minute what the difference is, even though we've seen this a number of times already. It's all ola. Ezehu neder. What's the case of a neder versus nidava? Ha'omer hare alai ola. Right? If you say, I'm going to take upon myself an ola, a bird offering, then that's a neder. If you say, ezo nidava, ha'omer hare zo ola. This bird will be for an ola. Uma ben nidarim, in this case, it would have to be two birds. Ma ben nidarim le nidavo, right? This is a good proof that they just kind of took this from somewhere else. Because otherwise, if it was specific to the birds, it would have said hare elu ola. Right, as opposed to zil. This is just like a copy and paste from another section where we talked about this. Ma ben nedarim le nedavot, ela sha nedarim metu o nignivu chaya ba'achor yutan, nedavot metu o nignivu ein chaya ba'achor yutan. Right, if haneder. Once you say hare alai, then if the birds you separated died, you'd have to replace them because you said, I'm taking it upon myself. But if you say hare zo, and then something happens to them, they died or they got lost, then you're not responsible to replace them. Mishnah Bet. Chatat shenit arva ba'ola, va'ola shenit arva b'chatat, afilu echad b'ribo yamutu kulam. So since there's no law of pidyon, and since a chatat can't be done lamala, and an ola can't be done lamata, and if you do, it's disqualified. Therefore, if you had one chatat, and it gets mixed up with an ola, and we don't know which one is which, or the reverse, we basically have to say they all have to die, because now we can't sacrifice them at all. So they're left to die. Chatat shenit arva b'chova. Okay, now if you have a chatat that gets mixed up in a pair of birds. Okay, so you have one chatat, and now you have a pair of birds. Okay, here we have a pair which theoretically, okay, I tried to use colors, okay, because this is a good use of sukkah decorations. I cut up all the little pieces, and now we have a bunch of different options here. So we have a chatat that gets mixed up with a pair of birds. Now at this point, we're going to learn about the pairs. Like we said, until the kohen determines which is which, until the Kohen determines which is which, it's all Mishnah, so you can use the Mishnah. Until he determines, these are what we call stumim. We don't know which is a chatat and which is an ola. Okay, so maybe I should use different colors. Okay, we have two together. One of these is supposed to be a chatat and one is supposed to be an ola. We have this pair of birds. Now, mixed up into those, we have a chatat. Okay, so our chatat now gets mixed up with two others. Now, the question is, what do we do with... Okay, or, right, so, chatat shenitavra b'chova, ein kasher ela keminyan chataot shebetocha. So the first example is a chatat gets mixed up with two others. Now what happens? As soon as I take one and I use it as a chatat, it's either going to be one, right, the actual chatat, or it might be one of the two that were not clear which one they were. Now, if it's the chatat, so now, theoretically, I could actually take another chatat from here. In other words, what would I do? I'd add a zug from somewhere else and say, okay, this is going to be my ola that goes with it. Or, right, or, so that would basically be what I would do. And then I would take one chatat here and one ola there. So that would be fine. But if I actually took it from one of, okay, I have in my hand one yellow, which is the chatat, and two purples. If I took it from the purple one, let's say the one I took, it's all random. We don't know. They're all mixed up now. We don't know which is which. If I took it from the purple one, then what I'm left with now is one that's for sure an ola and one that's for sure a chatat. Since I don't know, since I can't do the chatat like an ola, I can't mix them up. I can't accidentally take the chatat one and do as it is an ola, and the ola one is a chatat. Therefore, I can't do more than one chatat. Okay, that's all I can do. And I can't even do my ola from these because we don't know which. It could be I'm left with a vadai chatat, which can't go as an ola. So basically, okay, now that's the case if there's only one pair. If there's two pairs...
I'm sorry, but yeah. This is the only one that's been predetermined.
No, when it's... If one is predetermined, the yellow is predetermined, the other set is not predetermined yet.
I don't see what the problem is.
Because, I'll explain again, because if I take a purple one, as soon as I designate that one as a chatat, the other one automatically becomes an ola. So now I'm left with two. One's vadai chatat and one's vadai ola, but I don't know which one. So I can't sacrifice them both. One is a chatat, one is an ola, because I might accidentally mix it up and do the wrong thing. And those are not; those are just qualified.
But you designated the two purple ones.
I didn't yet. Right now, it's three random ones. They're all mixed up. I don't know which one I'm taking. So
same.
I take a random one. They all look the same. There's no way to know. So therefore, I'm stuck. Right. The best thing would be if they could somehow. Right. By the way, this is interesting. Coming after Yom Kippur, because the goral, it was all the same kind of thing with the goral and which one was which. Right. And then remember, we learned about what if it dies and then you're left with one. You need to do a new goral. So we're going to get to that also here. So now let's say there were two pairs, okay? I had a green pair and a purple pair, okay? And now the chatat falls in. So now I can still do two chatats because either which way I can, right? If I take one and it's a purple, let's say, and now, this is what's interesting. Until, let me use the colors to show you this. Until I determine any of them, these kinim, now there's two ways to bring kinim. You can either bring them separate. Like let's say there's a woman who either had a bunch of miscarriages or a bunch of births and never brought her kinim. She owes a bunch of kinim. So what she'll generally do is she'll just send a whole bunch of birds. Let's say she needs 10 altogether. She'll just send 10 birds to the Beit HaMikdash without even determining set. So at this point, the assumption is I have four random ones that could go with each other in any way, shape, or form, which means that I can now, okay, if I took my, again, if the first one I chose to use as a chatat was the yellow one, then I have no problem. But we're trying to talk about the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is I take two chatats from here, well, that's fine. Because then, in other words, you can always do a kiminyana chataot shebo. However, whatever amount of chatats you had, you can take, because as soon as I take two chatats, the other two are going to be for, you know, designated as olot. That's going to be my worst case scenario, and therefore I can't take more than two. Okay? So if, even if I have five right now, you know, theoretically you think I could add another one to be paired with that chatat, but I can't do that because I can't do three chatats because I'll end up with a possible problem. Again, not a definite problem, but a possible problem. Again, if I had the chatat, right, for sure that was the one I chose, then I could still take two more chatats. But since I don't know which one I'm taking, because nothing's labeled, I could take two chatats, separate them. The rest potentially could be olot, right? That's why it's good. But since I don't know which ones are olot, and maybe the chatat is mixed up, I can't do the olot at all. So basically the other three birds are left aside. I can't do anything with them. Okay? So that's what it means, kiminyana chataot shebechova. Whatever I had originally before the chatat gets mixed up, I can do. And the same thing with an ola. Kein ola shenitara bechova. If an ola gets mixed up with a pair of birds, ein kasher ele kiminyana ola shebechova. Same exact thing. It's no difference. Bein shechova meruva unitava muetet, bein shenitava meruva bechova muetet, bein sheshtehen shavot. It doesn't matter how many fell into how many, okay? It always goes by the amount that were in the batch that it fell into, the pairs of birds that weren't designated, it always goes back to that. We can't do any more than what was in that original pair. Okay? One thing I should also say is that if a Kohen got a pair of birds, like these four birds, what he would generally do is he would take two and say, these are my chatats, and then he would take the other two would be olot. He generally, he didn't do one, 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 one. They would usually do like, all these go to chatat, all these go to ola. I mean, I guess you could have done it in either way, but we're going to see a whole bunch of cases where they say, well, you can only take chatats or only ola. Bamed barim amurim, in which case is this the case? Bechova ubenidava. This is if you have something that's for sure, like, an obligatory obligation, and a nidava. So that's if you have, let's say, one that came from somewhere else, like an olat nidava or something, one that came from another place, which we know exactly what it is, right? That gets mixed up in a group that we don't know what they are. Okay? Aval, but if the case, bechova shenit arva zo bezo. Okay, let's say we have two obligatory pairs that get mixed up. Okay, we have a pair of this and a pair of that. Again, none of them are determined which one it is yet. Because remember, the Kohen could do that at a later stage. So either zo bezo, one in one, echat lezo v'echat lezo, or shtayim lezo v'shtayim lezo, or shalosh lezo v'shalosh lezo, mechze kasher v'mechze pasul. Okay, here's our example. Okay, if you look at the table, so I have six orange ones here, those are mine, and I have six green ones, those are Ani's. Okay, that's where we're at. Okay, so let's say I'll take the case of the three pairs. Now, I can only take, now these all get mixed up. We don't know whose or whose, even though, right, I kind of know because it's some are orange, some are green. But right now, we don't know whose or whose. So what can the Kohen do? He can take three, okay? He can take three, any three, right? Let's say he ends up with, you know, some random. The worst case is he took three that were mine, okay? If he takes three that are mine and says, I'm going to bring these as a chatat. Now, all the rest that are left can easily be designated as olah, because again, nothing was designated, so as soon as he does three, we can designate three as olot, and we're good. The rest can't go. Why can't the rest be used? Because if he took a fourth, maybe he would end up taking a fourth that was also mine. Theoretically, since six out of them are all mine, if he took four and did them as chataot, theoretically, he could have taken four of mine. Now, four of mine can't be chataot, because as soon as he takes three of mine for chataot, the other three are designated as olot. So therefore, he can't go beyond three. So whatever amount it is, whether it's I have two pairs, you have two pairs, I have one pair, you have one pair, I have three pairs, you have three pairs, half are always okay, because we can assume, start with my chataot, and then the rest can be olot. That's the worst case, right? If it happened to end up randomly that he picked three of mine and three of yours and designated chatat and chatat, that would have been great. We could do them all. But since we don't know, so we always have to worry for the worst case scenario, can't do any more than that. Achat lezo u'shtayim lezo. Shalosh lizo ve'eser lizo u'mea lizo. Okay, let's say he takes one of mine, two of Naomi's, three of Aviva's, I'm just going to go around the table, 10 of Donna's, and 100 of Renee's. Okay, and they all got mixed up together. So what's going to be the halacha? Lizo hamu'at kasher, be'im mishem acha, be'im mishne shemo, be'im misha acha, be'im mishne shte nashim. We're basically going to go by the least. Because we don't want, we can't, we, it's going to be worse. Since I only have one pair there, we can only do one pair and all the rest are messed up. Because once we do my one pair, my one chatat, then my one ola gets determined 100% as an ola. That one is now mixed up with all the others. And theoretically, you know, we can end up bringing that. So therefore, right, one thing I want to point out here. Why aren't we worried in this case of the six that I took three, right? As soon as I take one, it gets determined which other one is an ola of mine, right? If I took one as a chatat, remember what did we say? If my three got mixed up with Ani's three, then we had three, right? And we could take three, and then any three can neget. The issue is that here I'm taking three all at the same time. So at the same time, before I, it's not like I did one and then another, then another. If I did one and then another, then another, then immediately the other pair, that's why I said in the beginning, we're assuming all the pairs are together here. There's not like one pair, two pair, three pair, four pair. Therefore, as soon as I take three all at once, if I do it all at once, then the olot only become determined after the fact. Okay? What's going to be an olah, and therefore I, but if I took one by one, it would be a problem. Okay? So that's why here, as soon as I take one, my other one is determined to be an ola. Now it's like an ola mixed in with everybody else's. And that's what we said earlier in the parak, that they all have to die if an ola gets mixed up. Because again, an ola can't be brought like a chatak, because the chatak gets, the blood goes at the bottom. The ola, the blood goes at the top of the part of the mizbeach. And it's pasul if you do it the reverse. Okay. And then what's this bein mishnei shemo, bein mishacha, bein mishnei nashim? Whether it's two different... It doesn't matter, remember, the kinim were brought for all sorts of reasons. So let's say if we're talking about women, because they're focusing on the women here, if it was a yoledet and a zavah, for example, it doesn't really make a difference. You could still take aside whatever chata'o we said you're allowed to do, whether it's two different women, whether it's two different types of korbanot or chayav, it doesn't make a difference. Ketzav mishemecha, so now they want to explain, what is this mishemecha that I just explained? Leida v'leida, ziva v'ziva. Mishem echad, mishnei shemot. What would be shem echad, two shemot? Leida v'ziva. Okay, so, did I read this wrong? Ziva v'ziva, mishem echad. Mishnei shemot, right, that would be mishem echad, ziva v'ziva, or leida v'leida. Mishnei shemot would be leida v'ziva, birth and zava. Remember, zava is a bloody discharge that's not during the time of your period. Ketzad, mishnei nashim, what would that be? Alzo leida v'alzo leida, right? Two different women gave birth and they're nest got mixed together. Alzo ziva v'alzo ziva, or they each had ziva. Mishem echad, that's all mishem echad. Mishnei shemot, alzo leida v'alzo ziva. Okay, this is all pretty obvious, right? One's bringing for leida, one's bringing for ziva. Rabbi Yossi omer, shtei nashim shelakhu et kinehem be'eruf. If two women brought it all together, oshen atnu demei kinehem lekohen le'ezeh sheyirtzeh. There's two ways they could have brought. Either they brought these four birds together and just gave to the Kohen the four birds without saying two of these are mine and two of these are mine. Or they took the money and just gave the money. This happened very often. The women would just leave money and the Kohanim would buy the birds themselves. He can determine at this point what's what. Bein mishem echa, bein mishtei shemo. Whether they both owe for different reasons, the same reason, it doesn't matter. He gets to determine which ones he wants. Hadron al chatat ha'of. With that, we finish the first parak.